Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Andrew Sherman, 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He's been practicing law for longer than that. He's partnered with Seifarth & Shaw out of D.C. He is the author of The Crisis of Disengagement. That's one of his 45 books that he's written, which have sold millions of copies all across the galaxy. Andrew, thanks again for being here. We're talking. I gave you a cheap shot about you being cheap in the last segment. I'm going to give you time to defend yourself.
Thank you. I just need 30 seconds because there's a broader point. Number one, there is a difference between being frugal and cheap. I've always considered myself frugal, but not cheap. But number two, the reason I was talking about that particular laptop, which I don't mind giving a plug, it was a Google Chromebook, is because for those listeners that are thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, I say no. I fixed my tech issue, most of my tech issues, with an investment under $200 on sale. And I'm just trying to make the broader point that, you know, yes, access to technology and infrastructure can be expensive, but sometimes it's a simple fix of going from your old laptop to a new one that can be, now look, it doesn't have a lot of storage. It's not great for gaming or that kind of thing or saving a million TV shows. But if what you're trying to do is connect to your doctor, connect to your school, connect to your work, you know, there are solutions out there, a very small amount of money, you know.
The thing that I'm trying to drive home and you're helping me with is folks, One of the sectors of new expectations that you're going to have from your customers and your prospects is more online demand. More online demand. They're going to be requiring more from you. And the thing I'm trying to get across to them is you don't have to win the race, the online features and benefits race with Amazon and Walmart and Target. But you do have to be in the race. I don't think customers expect you to have all the cute bells and whistles and maybe not even free delivery if you're a small business, but they do expect to be able to find you online, to shop online, and to buy from you online, and even if they come down to the store and pick it up. What do you think?
100%. This is a race where you could come in 7th, 8th, 9th place and still be okay. You just don't want to either, number one, not be in the race at all, or come in, 432nd place. Many small businesses can survive and will survive if they adjust their business models just enough to be off by 10, 20, 30%. You know, the reason the restaurant industry is getting so much attention and travel and tourism and airlines is they're off by 80, 90%.
Right.
But many small businesses who have shifted to takeout and delivery and online, okay, they're off 10%, 20%, 30%. Maybe you're not going on a vacation this year as a result. But you know what? You probably weren't going on vacation this year anyway with COVID. So, you know, if you're smart about this, you just got to be in the race, but you don't have to win to survive. Mm-hmm. And right now, survival is the new thriving. You know,
that's
if I was a small business owner in America, my goal would be, all right, it's halftime. I'm not dead yet. And I got to get through the second half above water. It may not be my best year. I get that. But I just want it to be a year where I keep my customers happy. I keep as many employees as I can gainfully employed, and I keep my business open.
Well, that's exactly right. The thing that I said in 2009, and then I said back in April, I started saying it again. In 2020, surviving is winning. Opening your doors January 1, 2021.
Yes.
Surviving is winning. And whatever that takes. And the other thing, Andrew, and this is something I know you know well, surviving is not supposed to be pretty. It is not going to look elegant. It's going to be messier and grubbier than you would like for it to be. But you've got to find a way to make it as elegant for your customers. But But here's the thing that I try to get across. There's the good news is you don't have to wonder what you're supposed to be doing. You don't have to imagine or try to divine from some game board what you're supposed to be doing. All you got to do is ask your customers. They know what they want from you, and they'll tell you what they want, and that's what you should be doing. What do you think?
I agree. We've got some ducks off our dock at the second home, and those ducks, they go smoothly across the water, seamlessly, with a big smile on their face, like life is great. But below the water, you can't see. They're paddling like crazy, and they're uncomfortable, and they're working hard. And that's what small business is right now. It's trying to be as smiling and seamless and smooth and polished to the customer's eyes, even if under the water or behind the scenes, you know, you're struggling like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not an easy task, but I know our small business owners and entrepreneurs in this country are capable of doing that, and they are doing it for the most part.
Well, and so, folks, back to the original point of this with the technology, you're going to have to budget for more technology, more connectivity, more online solutions. You're going to have to budget for that. You're going to have to develop that. You're going to have to find a way to make that happen, because if you don't, you will become irrelevant, and irrelevance is failure. Andrew, I need the website, please.
You can find me at www.seyfarth.com. Right. And you can find all of my books on my Amazon author page.
Yep, just go to Amazon author page and find Andrew there. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to come back after the break, and we're going to talk about the liability legislation that's being proposed in Washington, D.C. to protect you and me from being sued if somebody gets sick that's associated with our business. And that's coming up after the break. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.